Good morning. I'm an air traffic controller here. Do you want to help aviation safety by ending the shutdown?
This member of the Air Traffic Controllers Union handed leaflets to travelers outside Reagan National Airport in Arlington, Virginia, Tuesday to highlight the impact of the ongoing government shutdown.
The American worker that lives paycheck to paycheck, which is almost every air traffic controller, cannot last without pay.
In a social media post, the White House Office of Management and Budget said Tuesday that it is preparing to, quote, ride out the Democrats by continuing to pay troops and law enforcement and more reduction in force notices.
We are closing up Democrat programs that we think that we disagree with, and they're never going to open again.
At a news conference, Democrats called the Trump administration's layoffs illegal.
Firing and threatening to fire federal employees is part of the Trump administration's campaign to inflict trauma on our federal workforce.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has warned this shutdown could be the longest in history as lawmakers remain deadlocked. But President Trump says his administration has identified funds to at least pay the military, a move some Democrats say is likely illegal.
My understanding of this is they have every right to move the funds around. If the Democrats want to go to court and challenge troops being paid, bring it.
Erica Brown, CBS News, Capitol Hill.